Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 10, the moon remains in Leo during the waxing gibbous phase, amplifying confidence, creativity and self-expression. This is a time to refine what we are building, ensuring that our actions align with our heart's desires. Leo energy encourages boldness, but the waxing gibbous phase reminds us that true success comes from preparation and refinement, not just spontaneous action. Aries, the Leo moon activates your fifth house, bringing a surge of creative energy and playfulness. This is a day to engage in activities that bring joy, whether through romance, artistic pursuits, or personal projects. If you've been holding back from expressing yourself, now is the time to shine. Taurus, the Leo moon highlights your fourth house, turning your attention to home and inner security. You may feel a need to take charge of your personal space, make changes in your living environment, or reconnect with family. Emotional confidence starts with feeling secure within yourself. Gemini, with the moon in your third house, conversations take on a bold and dynamic tone. Your ideas are magnetic, drawing others in, making this a great day for writing, public speaking, or sharing insights. Use this energy to refine your vision before taking your next big step. Cancer, the Leo moon, in your second house, urges you to recognize your value both materially and emotionally. Confidence in yourself is the key to attracting abundance. Take time to reassess your financial and personal priorities, ensuring they align with what you truly desire. Leo, with the moon in your sign, you are radiating charisma and passion. This is your moment to step forward, take action, and embrace your authentic self. However, the waxing gibbous phase reminds you to refine rather than rush. Lead with purpose, not just impulse. Virgo, the Leo moon moves through your 12th house, making this a day for quiet self-reflection. While the external world may call for action, your best insights come from within. Take a step back, listen to your intuition, and trust that rest is a form of progress. Libra, with the moon in your 11th house, your focus shifts to collaboration and shared dreams. Who are the people that lift you up? Today is about refining your vision for the future and aligning with those who truly support your growth. Scorpio, the Leo moon, in your 10th house, brings attention to your professional life. You may feel the need to take the lead or showcase your talents. Confidence is your greatest tool today. Trust in your expertise, but ensure your ambitions are aligned with your long-term goals. Sagittarius, with the moon in your 9th house, you are drawn to experiences that expand your understanding of the world. This is an excellent time for travel, study, or sharing knowledge. However, refine your vision, make sure your aspirations have a solid foundation. Capricorn, the Leo moon activates your 8th house, bringing emotion to the surface. This is a time for deep reflection on trust, vulnerability, and personal transformation. Financial or emotional investments may need reassessment. What you release now makes space for new growth. Aquarius, the Leo moon, in your 7th house, shines a light on your relationship. Whether romantic or professional, connections demand attention. Are you showing up fully? This is a moment to refine the way you engage with others, ensuring mutual growth and respect. Pisces, with the moon in your 6th house, your focus turns to refining daily habits. Confidence in small action today leads to long-term success. If you've been neglecting self-care or structure, now is the time to make adjustments that will strengthen your overall well-being. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.